Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritari, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last night kind of felt like a loss to me. Ran into several of your fans after the game. It kind of felt like a loss to them, too. As it's happened over and over throughout the course of the year, how do players in general not think about that and just play?
Well, I think you have to. You have to have a short memory. And again, I never talked to our guys about it, so I don't know what they think. I think it's one of those things you just don't talk about, but you just move on to the next day and do your thing. But overall, I thought, you know, I don't necessarily say a point off it because it's a non-conference game, but a tie. It's tough when you have it with 2 minutes to go, but we were also very fortunate to get to that point as well. So I guess, you get a little greedy, but you also got to realize, too, that we probably got outplayed a little bit last night, and it was probably, maybe it was justified from their end.
I'm going to play the big what-if game here. And in this question, a lot of what-ifs would have gone your way. If games are only 58 minutes, you'd have like the third best record in the league right now. Again, every team has to deal with adversity, maneuver their way through a season. Coaches have to figure out a way to maneuver through every season. They're all different. I was actually working on Bucky's Legends with RH stuff right before I wrote all these questions, so I was thinking of RH when I wrote this. How did RH maneuver through seasons and maneuver through adversity, and how much of that is in your style of coaching too now?
Well, I think it's probably everybody's style. I mean, I don't know. I think we all deal with things differently, even though we might have, had similar paths. But I think we all deal with these things probably a little differently, and maybe sometimes the same. But I don't really get too uptight about these things. Again, I think I try to have a short memory as well. And the bottom line is we didn't lose, and I guess that's how I look at it. We didn't lose, and if you don't lose, you're minute 58 seconds away from a win, but we didn't lose. So I look at tonight as a big game because of that.
A lot of things have gone well for you guys. You've been in a lead late in a lot of games this year. A lot of things have to be going right. A lot of players have to be doing a lot of good things. As you rewatched the goal last night, Elias starts that play, but how many other really good plays were there by all five of those guys to make that goal happen?
It was a great work ethic play, and that was the biggest thing we talked about. It was just it was a collective group. If it was that group of five last night that really got it done, Schultze, and, we won a battle. We got the puck low to high. We raced to the net. We occupied people. We were left open. Elias had good eyes. Pick was in the right spot with a good redirect. So there's Louis took two guys with him to the net, which opened up Pick. I mean, there's just a lot of things. When you work, you will benefit. If you don't work, the other team will benefit.
I only saw the tying goal live. I haven't rewatched it. I will give them some credit. Their extra attacker screened the goalie. Kaiser made a play at the blue line, held the puck in, made a good shot. Is that more good execution on them, or were there some things that you guys could have done differently?
Yeah, we needed to attack them. If we had attacked them and never would have hit the net, who knows if he would even have shot, but we actually held our ground, which you don't need to hold your ground right there. You got to go out and attack, take away the angle, eliminate the shot. If he wants to shoot, is it going to be a block or is he going to miss it? So we were 10 to 12 feet away and we didn't attack, and that's what's going to happen sometimes. And when you're 10 to 12 feet away, like Wyatt Kaiser had confidence last night to get it through, and he had the ability of shooting where he kind of wanted to, because again, we didn't take that angle away, and we should have taken the angle away. But those things happen, and these things happen in a split second. So it's easier to talk about it afterwards, but when you're there in the heat of the moment, it's a totally different world.
More with Coach Ceritari when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritari. Tom, I want to look kind of big picture of college hockey here for just a little bit. Last night, Lindenwood, they've been playing college hockey Division I level for a half a year. North Dakota's won 8 national championships. It's a one-goal game. Has college hockey ever been as good, as deep as it is right now?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tough question, Schultze. There's parity, but there's been parity for a while. There's been parity for about 15 years. So is it any different now than it was 15 years ago? I think there's more teams right now. We probably have more players. We definitely have more of a European influence over overall in college hockey. I mean, it makes it pretty darn good, but it's been pretty darn good for 30 years. So that's a tough question for me, Schultzy, because, again, I've had so much respect for our game since I've been in it, and I've been in it almost 30 years. So, but it's nice seeing that. It's nice seeing Alaska beat Denver in Denver. It's nice seeing Lindenwood do what they're doing in North Dakota. So it's nice seeing, you know, these teams, again, the teams who aren't supposed to win, win.
There's so much history and tradition in college hockey. Princeton's rink turned 100 this year. You guys played there in that rink about 5 years ago or so. You know, the Beanpot's been around for 70 years. How much does that current coaching body embrace the history and the culture and try to maybe even improve the culture?
Well, I think we do, but I think sometimes, too, I think what happens this day and age with social media and all the pressure and the transfer portal and NILs and everything else that goes along with it, it actually probably you have less of that, and you're more worried about yourself and your own program and your own turf. And I think that's been the case. We know it for the last 10 years. So I don't know if I think people embrace it, but they embrace. There's other things they embrace as well, and there's just a lot more. I don't want to use the word pressure today, but people know what's going on today, and with social media, it's not easy.
If you were the commissioner of college hockey, where would you still like to see college hockey improve?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question, too, Schultzy. I don't know. I mean, I think we've got a pretty good product right now. I like our model. So I don't know right now, Schultzy. You should have tipped me off on that one yesterday, and I could have maybe thought about it. But right now our model is pretty darn good. We're producing NHL players. We're producing good people. The parity's good. You know, so I guess, you know, there's obviously some things that, small things that maybe I wouldn't mind seeing change, but it's not going to change. So I think to just talk about some of those things is just probably, you know, wasted oxygen.
On to tonight. You know, there's been some wacky games in this rivalry with Duluth and the Beavers. The teddy bear toss game comes to mind. There was a power outage. You know, there's Shea Walters scoring his only goal of the season at the X against these guys. How much of what makes this rivalry great is the fact that these two schools are playing each other in football. They're playing each other in basketball. The fan bases know each other so darn well.
That's a fun rivalry. I really enjoy it. And we're both from northern Minnesota. I guess that kind of, to me, is probably the kicker on that one. And I really enjoy playing the Dogs.
Any changes tonight in how you want to attack them?
No, I just want to make sure execution is better. We knew what we wanted to do last night. We just did it at about 50.